Good afternoon. A sunny but blustery and cold day in progress across interior New York and New England as Arctic air continues to spill into the region on the heels of a gusty northwest wind at times over 20 miles per hour. Despite full sunshine, temperatures are struggling to make it through the teens and will go up only a few more degrees into the upper teens and lower 20s on average for daytime highs, but wind chill values will remain between 0 and 10 above in most places throughout the afternoon. A clear start this evening, followed by increasing clouds as the next storm system will approach from the west. Thickening clouds during the day on Saturday will lead to light snow breaking out from west to east, starting at about noon in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, right in the greater Capital District along the Hudson River Valley by about 2 o'clock, and a little bit later as we head into New England by mid to late afternoon. Light to moderate snow will persist into the evening hours on Saturday, with temperatures staying in the 20s. After midnight, while we will still see some light snow, the steadiest and heaviest activity will begin to wind down as a secondary low takes shape north of Cape Cod and moves into the Gulf of Maine. Snowfall totals by sunrise on Sunday will range from about 3 to 5 inches along the I-88 corridor, the Greater Capital District, the Catskills, the Mid-Hudson Valley, and most of central and southern New England. Closer to the coast, slightly lower amounts in the 1 to 3 inch range. For the Mohawk Valley, the central and southern Adirondacks, the upper Hudson Valley, and from Saratoga Springs east into southern Vermont and parts of the higher terrain of Massachusetts, 5 to 9 inches of snow will be likely, with locally higher amounts across the highest terrain of up to 12 inches. Farther to the north, in the northern Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont, 3 to 5 inches of snow can be expected by sunrise on Sunday. A windy and colder day on Sunday with scattered snow showers as that northwest breeze kicks back in again, and this will keep temperatures in the lower to mid-30s for highs, but readings will fall through the afternoon and into the evening hours. This will set us up for a dry but cold start to the new week. On Martin Luther King Jr. Day, we'll look for a mixture of sunshine and clouds, and high temperatures only making it back to the lower to middle 20s. Even colder on Tuesday with partly sunny skies with highs in the teens to around 20, and then bouncing back into the lower to mid 20s again with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday and Thursday. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and windy in the lower 30s, Boston mostly sunny and windy in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with a few snow showers and highs around 20 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 62 set in 1889, and the record low 23 below zero in 1971. Sunrise this morning, 7:22 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:49 p.m. 9 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and windy today with highs in the mid to upper teens. Increasing clouds late tonight, lows 5 below to 5 above zero. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-20s. Mostly clear tonight, 5 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and windy today with highs in the upper teens. Increasing clouds tonight, 0 to 5 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and windy today with highs in the lower 20s. Increasing clouds tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and windy today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows 0 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, thickening clouds in the morning with snow breaking out in the afternoon from west to east, becoming steady by the end of the day and into the night. High temperatures in the 20s. More light to moderate snow Saturday night, ending by sunrise on Sunday. Then mostly cloudy, windy, with scattered snow showers Sunday afternoon and highs in the mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds on Monday in the lower to mid-20s. Teens to around 20 with partly sunny skies and a breeze. Mostly sunny Wednesday and Thursday with highs both days in the mid-20s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.